Hey, happy April 1st. This is Fritz Bergen on bloodandfaith.com. Really have enjoyed the song of Deborah and Barak, Judges chapter 5. And it tells a story about a very, very difficult situation. The situation was dire, and the sons of Israel had virtually no hope. And the prophetess Deborah told Barak, my wife says, why are you talking about Barack Obama? I said, no, I ain't. That's a different Barak, completely different one. He says, hey, go fight. You don't take an army. Go take the sons of the two tribes. And she specified two of the 12 tribes and go fight Sisera. And he had 900 iron chariots. Now, what does that mean in 2022 language? I don't know. I guess they're going up against armored vehicles and tanks. And these guys had their swords and their, you know, plows and whatever they had. They're going up against, you know, odds that you cannot beat. And Barak said, hey, I'm not going up unless you go up. And she says, okay, fine. I'll go. I'll fight. I'll fight too. Deborah said, I'll fight too. She's a mother in Israel. Bible says she's a mother in Israel. And so they went and they fought. But more than that, the Song of Deborah in Judges chapter 5, it talks about the deep wrestlings of the heart that men had to go through to determine whether or not they're going to actually go and fight. At the end of the day, yeah, the leaders showed up and the leaders did their job. And the volunteers showed up and they followed. They followed on the heels of Barak as they went into battle. But not everybody did. So a lot of people didn't show up. And there's a lot of people that wrestled in their souls. Do I go to war? Do I show up? Because I'm going to get slaughtered. I'm going to get killed. There's no way we can come out of this and win. Even though that was the calling of that generation. Judges chapter 5, go read about Reuben, the deep wrestlings in the heart for the men that went up. Do they go or do they not go? And there's other entire tribes that just, they didn't show up. They said, we're not going. It was too hard, too much at risk, too painful. Why should we go? Things are bad, yeah, but, you know, got my house, got my wife, got my kids. You asked me to leave my wife and my kids? I can't do that. I can't put everything I have at risk to fight this battle. And they wouldn't go. I got my business going on. You know, my house is almost paid for. Got the career thing going on. And many, many, many men did not show up. And there's one town, I think it was an area, Meraz. It says, the angels of the Lord, may the inhabitants of Meraz be cursed because they didn't show up in the time of battle. And, you know, one thing I hope that I show up in the time of battle. And I'm talking about, you know, the struggle of faith to serve Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about some physical kinetic battle. And we all get a chance in our lives to do that. Every one of us get a chance in our lives to make those decisions. A lot of men make the same decisions that they made in Judges chapter 5. They make the same decisions. Some will show up and some won't. Some will say it's too hard. Others will say, you know what? We're going to show up. And I encourage people to think about that. You're going to show up or not? And it goes both ways. I mean, some people show up and some people don't. And you can't feel bad for the people that don't show up because that's between them and their maker. But, you know, this life is the only opportunity that you and I have to show up. It's only in this life that we have an opportunity to show up for the war, even though it's going to cost us everything. You're not going to get that chance in the next life. How do we show up? Look, it's different for every person. But I tell you, there's one consistent theme that I see, and it's what comes out of your mouth. What's coming out of your mouth? Who's Lord? Does this come out of your mouth? Is this a natural expression of your life? Whether it's out of your mouth to your, you know, friends and family, or some people know how to write. You know, they got a blog going on. They got a Facebook post. Are they all trying to just keep quiet so they don't draw the attention of the enemy, shall we say? The men in Judges chapter 5 that didn't show up didn't draw the attention of the enemy. Enemy left them alone. So we don't know where to worry about them. They have submitted. They've already submitted. We don't need to pay attention to those men from those tribes that refused to show up for battle. They've already submitted. And we got to focus on the people that are going to fight. How do we fight in 2022? Same way you fought 2,000 years ago. By the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony, and not loving your lives even unto death. What the devil doesn't like is when people open up their mouth and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. And it may mean standing against the LGBTQ child grooming process in your public school. It may be standing against the teaching of the hatred of white people with CRT. It may be declaring that we're going to build a Christian nation, we're going to build a Christian country, and that they don't have the right to wipe that off the face of the earth. I don't know what your gifts and calling and talents are, but I guarantee you one thing: it's not to be the gray man. It's not to be the gray man. The gray man, Judges chapter 5, full of gray men that wouldn't show up. The name specific tribes. Yet also it's very clear that the leader showed up and the people volunteered. And it's only in this life that we get the honor of showing up for battle. It's only in this life we get the honor of showing up for war. It's only in this life that we get the honor of living by faith. And it's not, you say it's hard. Yeah, it's not supposed to be easy. It's not supposed to be easy. Jesus Christ said, you want to follow me? Do you really want to follow me? Pick up your cross. And it's not supposed to be easy. Ask Stephen. Ask Paul. Ask Peter. It's not supposed to be easy. And you go back and you look through all the judges. Look through I'm reading the book of Judges now. Doing some podcasts on it. These men had to make decisions. They had to make choices. These were not easy decisions. These were not easy choices. Even Samson at the end, you say, oh, Samson, you know, he got his fleshly lust got a hold of him. Listen, Samson did more with his fleshly lust than I can ever hope to do in my life. The good that he did for his God and his people, he did more with all of his moral failures than I'll ever do with whatever little righteousness that I have or don't have. And we sit around and we criticize the Samsons that are actually engaged in the fight. They're actually out there doing something. I suspect you could look at King David that way and Moses that way and a lot of men that way. It's men today out there fighting a good fight, and you know, they got little people snipping at them. Oh, he shouldn't say this, he shouldn't say that. Alex Jones comes to mind for some reason. First time I ever heard of him, you know, it was a criticism from some person, and oh, I can't stand that guy, and Alex Jones this, Alex Jones that, and I'm like, who the heck is he? Never even heard of the guy. So of course I had to go out and figure out who he was. So a lot of people criticize him, this and that, and the other thing. Hey, he showed up. The dude has showed up. He showed up to fight. Okay, he showed up, and you got people from the whole tribe of Dan. Judges chapter 5 again. Where were they? They didn't show up. They sat in the back, and they said, "Oh, yeah, you know, Deborah, she's out of her mind. Barak, you know, they're crazy, man. They're just shaking their head, going, No, that ain't it. We got our nice little businesses here. We got our vineyards, and you know these people aren't that bad, and they didn't show up. People of Meraz, Judges 5:23. Angel of the Lord said, let the inhabitants of Meraz be cursed because they didn't show up in the time of battle. There's only one life we got. We only got one life, and it's quick. Those of you that have passed a certain age understand how quick it really goes. And I remember as a young man, even a boy, you know, people say, well, it goes fast. And you know, and you hear that, and we're not able to comprehend that at that age. We're not. We cannot comprehend it at that age. And then you end up on the other side of 50 or so, and you're going, oh, my God, it's fast. It goes fast. And it's only in this life that we get to show up for battle. It's only in this life that we get to live by faith. How do you do that? Look, you tell me. God's called you for something. But I know part of it is it's not to be the gray man. It's not to hunker down and say, you know what, I just want to be hidden and not offend the enemy. I don't want to grab the attention of the enemy. Because you will. You will. You do what you need to do. You show up for battle, you'll get the attention of the enemy. Stephen did. Paul did. Peter did. Jesus did. Jesus got the attention of the enemy. Jesus had personal attention from the devil. What an honor that is. So, oh, it's so hard. Yeah, well, what an honor. What an honor to get personal attention from the devil and from those that on his side. So check it out. Judges chapter 3, 4, and 5, especially the song of Deborah and Barak. Let's rally, troops. Let's rally. That's it. Fritz Bergeron, bloodandfaith.com, out.